Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice with me today, Attorney Lisa Hill. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How's life been treating you?
Actually pretty good. I mean, we had kind of the varied weather this week, and now we're back into the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, we're taping this on Friday, and it's kind of cloudy, but I hear it's supposed to rain through the whole weekend.
Yeah,
so we kind of had the good luck of the good stretch of weather earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I took advantage by taking the afternoon off one day this week to get my weed and feed done and the mulching and, you know, just everything, because I knew that it was going to rain this weekend. So I wanted to get that stuff taken care of.
And cooler weather with that rain, too.
Yes. Yep.
A lot of gardens being delayed.
Yeah, definitely. It's been kind of up and down, bipolar spring or something.
Yes, yes. And I don't know what it bodes for the rest of the summer. We may have one of those summers where it's not real pleasant, but we'll have to see on that. The nation, we're not the only ones, actually the rest of the nation, experiencing worse weather than we are right now.
Yeah, so, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, yeah. All right, do you have a joke lined up?
I do. This is another Ole joke.
All right.
So Ole and Sven were taking a vacation in Sven's new camper. And as usual, they became lost and were wandering around a strange town trying to find the highway. Sven was just starting down a hill to go under a bridge when he slams on the brakes. And Ole's like, "Well, what the heck you do that for, Sven?" And Sven says, "That sign there says low bridge, no vehicles over 13 feet high, and this camper here is 14 feet high." And Ole says, "Oh, cripes, Sven, there's no cops around. Just go for it."
Okay. Yeah.
Cute.
Okay. What are we talking about legally today?
Funds for Fido, cash for kitty. I don't know if, what would be an H for horses or
pet trust is
pet
what we're going to be talking
yes,
about. And it's appropriate, I guess. I was talking to you off air that Grumpy Cat died at the age of 7.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
That's fairly young for a cat. It
sounds is.
Like
well, there was a urinary complications from urinary infection, I believe, is what I saw. It's posted on our website with some more details, so people can go there if they want to. With a photo of Grumpy Cat, if you don't know who that is, so.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's been on the internet probably knows who Grumpy Cat is, because it's a very, very famous cat that has kind of a sad face, and that's why he's called Grumpy Cat. His real name is Tartar Sauce.
Yes.
Or was Tartar Sauce.
Yes, exactly.
And so I thought it might be appropriate to talk about pet trust, because Minnesota is one of the actually last states in the union to be able to authorize pet trust. It's a fairly new thing. And so it provides that you can designate a trustee and fund a trust for your pets that would take care of your animals after your death. Now, there's certain requirements. For instance, this pet trust, it has to be for an animal that's alive before your death. So in other words, it can't, you know, it can't be for Grumpy Cat's offspring or something like that.
Oh, it's just for the one animal.
The animal, correct. Unless the offspring happened to be born before the person's death.
Okay.
So it's based on what animals are around at the person's death.
Okay.
And also, in any event, it cannot last more than 90 years. Now, you know, you'd think that's a long time, right? Well, some people do have things like parrots.
Oh, yeah.
That can last a long time, or certain turtles.
Yeah, tortoises.
That can, again, last a really long time. Or maybe there's a bunch of animals that are being cared for by this pet trust. It also has to be considered reasonable, you know, quote unquote reasonable. And what's reasonable? Generally speaking, it's whatever the judge decides. That's the old adage. For instance, there was a case, I'm assuming out of California, that Lena Horne had provided some, I think it was like $12 or $13 million in a pet trust for her dog. and the court had determined that that was unreasonable given the circumstances of what was spent on Fido during his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So it is generally speaking whatever the judge decides in terms of what's reasonable, but it's always a good rule to keep it within what is being normally spent for a pet. So in other words, if you've got, you know, grooming expenses or the shots, medical care, food, all those kinds of things, those are reasonable expenses. So where you start getting a little off track is, you know, if you're taking the cat to the Bahamas or something along those lines.
Well,
so.
And wouldn't they, I don't know how the judge would determine this stuff, but do they look at what had taken place, you know, during the prior years of this particular pet to determine that, well, there's, you know, the $12 million you only spent, you know, with the vet and as things you mentioned, X amount of dollars. Why would you put $12 million toward that when it's, you know, unless you designate in there that I designate now that it goes to the Bahamas once a year or something mm-hmm. like that.
Right, right.
I mean, do you look at it? I don't suppose you have records necessarily of what you've done for the pet, but...
In Minnesota, it's like I said, it's a fairly new statute.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these things are being challenged, generally speaking, on the back end when there's issues about the money in the trust not being available for, you know, tax purposes or something along those lines. So that's how it comes up.
Okay.
And so, you know, somebody famous like Lena Horne, where she is putting $12 million into a pet trust to potentially avoid the tax man is yeah. potentially an issue. But yes, I mean, generally speaking, a court's going to look at the totality of the circumstances to try to figure out what's quote unquote reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if the cat, like, for instance, Tartar Sauce, Grumpy Cat, he obviously developed a condition that required treatment.
Yes.
And so having, you know, developing a condition after the settler's death that might be expensive, that would be something that would be medically necessary for the cat or the dog or the whatever. And trust funds could be expended for that. Again, where you're getting kind of far off is where things get into extravagance. There was it Jim and Tammy Faye Baker that they had that air-conditioned doghouse back in the 80s whatever? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and that, you know, that in itself wouldn't necessarily be all that bad if you have the money. How about if, okay, this person designates or wants a trust fund for... Well, let's say $10 million, okay? And then the family comes into play where they get nothing or because, you know, their immediate or their relatives or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are there conflicts there?
Well, you know, generally speaking, it's really up to the person that has the money to be able to designate where they want their money to go.
Okay.
Now, there are certain rules about disowning a spouse. So, you know, basically it's against the law to disown a spouse.
Okay.
But if you don't have a spouse anymore, that's different.
As long as you have a document.
Correct. Yes. You'd have to have a will. So, for instance, you can't, this has to be set up ahead of time.
Yeah.
It can't be through what we call the intestate laws in the state of Minnesota. It has to be something that's done during the person's lifetime. For animals that are here and now.
Yeah. I suspect family and relatives, if there's no paperwork, if there's no documents, are going to take precedent and they probably don't even consider a pet if there's nothing in writing and signed prior.
That's generally true. Animals at this point are considered property. They are not considered... you know, family members that can inherit things
yeah.
along those lines.
Now, if somebody wants Fido, then they start arguing, right?
Correct, yes.
Because it's property, as you mentioned.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
What else do we need to know about pet trusts?
Well, again, this is something that has to be set up during somebody's lifetime for animals that are in existence right now. So this is something, if somebody is interested, you have to keep on top of, you know, because animals die, people move, things happen. And so you want to be able to set that up ahead of time. For instance, you know, you plan for Fido now, but what's going to happen to Fido if you go into the nursing home?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you're not deceased, but you're going into the nursing home. So you want to be able to plan for your animals in that event. That's partially what a pet trust is for, to be able to provide for these things. The other thing that you want to consider is, who is it that you're appointing as the trustee to be able to take care of this? I mean, are you appointing somebody that is an animal lover that you can trust to be able to provide care, adequate care for your animal in the event that you're not able to do that? And so those are things that you want to consider on a personal level, of course.
That person then responsible for the taking care of that animal?
Not necessarily. The trustee that would be appointed under the trust would really be in charge of the money. So it's not necessarily that it has to be the same person. But, you know, again, that person should be, you know, on board and aware of the circumstances and things along those lines.
That person determine where the animal goes for, you know, because it has to be somewhere.
Correct.
Does that person
It depends on the wording of the trust. So it's really up to the person that's creating the trust to be able to provide for those things.
So they can designate a person or have that, what is he called, that person? Trustee?
The trustee, yeah.
The trustee, mm-hmm. Have them make that determination depending on how it's written by the person who wants it done.
Correct. And you can't be too specific. So in other words, you know, if you say, I want Johnny to take care of the cat until the cat dies, and let's say Johnny passes away, well, it's impossible for Johnny to take care of the cat until the cat dies. So you have to be, what you're doing with a trust is you're describing the circumstances that you want the animal to be able to be cared for. You may designate a person, but you'd want a backup.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Anybody has questions about that or other aspects of the law and their situations, what do they do?
They can certainly give us a call, 320-587-2046. We're happy to set up any consultation that you'd like to be able to discuss pet trusts or estate planning in general. This is certainly something that we can help you out with at our office in Hutchinson.
Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Jadine Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice, Attorney Lisa Hill. Lisa, have a good weekend.
Thank you.